are joined on the phone right now. Always great catching up with Brooklyn Blackmore. Brooklyn, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing today, Matt?
Yeah, doing well. Always great chatting with you. And I first off want to say congratulations on the new release. I absolutely love the sound of the new tune, Prettier Than Me. This is a great song. Tell us a little bit about kind of the story behind this one and how this one came to be.
So this was actually a song that I've had in my back pocket for a while now. I did a co-write over Zoom during COVID with Aaron Goodman and Brent Baxter. And this was one of the couple songs that we had come up with. I actually released most of the other ones that we did during those sessions as well. Mm-hmm. But for this one, my co-writer Brent brought in the title Prettier Than Me, and we kind of were just having a ball considering all the different ways we could go about that.
Right.
We kind of just made it kind of a silly anthem about like when a man is more into his own reflection than a real connection.
Right. Right.
It's kind of like our own take on like Any Man of Mine, Shania Twain kind of moment, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. No, it's a great song and an awesome music video as well. So tell us a little bit about the process, the music video, and where was that filmed at?
That was filmed in West Lawrencetown in Nova Scotia.
Nice.
Beautiful property.
Yeah.
It's a local farm that we have here in the area. So I was very graciously able to use like the ranch and the horses and stuff, which was amazing. And we just shot it all in one day. The restaurant scene was just about 10 minutes down the road in a local restaurant here in Cole Harbour called
right.
Jameson. So trying to keep it as local as I can, represent my community with that. But
very
just kind of went at it all in one day. And
that's awesome.
So much fun.
Yeah, it looks like it was a good time and it came together really, really well. Now, you mentioned that you were kind of sitting on this one for a little bit. Do you have what's like your archive folder looking like? I assume you have kind of an audio folder or something on your phone or something like that. Do you have do you always go back in the archives and have a look at some ideas from the past? How big is that archive folder of yours?
Oh, it's pretty large. Like, it's definitely a mix between a lot of voice memos of just like random little melodies or lines that I come up with. Or I also like to keep a note on my phone for song title ideas.
Nice.
You can hear people talking in day-to-day conversations and they'll say song-worthy titles. So I'll just write it down. And when I go to my writes, I'll just blurt out the titles that I have and then we'll kind of brainstorm that way, which I think is really cool.
I love it. That's very, very cool. Love hearing how that all comes together. Again, joined right now by Brooklyn Blackmore. Brooklyn, what's kind of, we're kind of midsummer here. What's the next little bit looking like for you? Have you been busy playing a lot of live shows? You got, is it going to be busy rest of the summer? What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Yeah, it's actually been an insanely busy summer for me so far. I've been playing quite a few shows a week, a lot of the downtown scene in Halifax. And I've got a really cool gig lately where I got to play on a tall ship, Silva, which sailed through the harbor. So I do that a couple times a week. Then I have a festival coming up and I'm also working on a new album. So I'm really excited for that. We're kind of changing up the vibe a little bit.
Nice. Wow. A lot of cool things are on the way for you. I mean, just because you mentioned, I don't know how much you can talk about it. When it comes to the album, is that something that is a fall project? Is that something that might be next year? Where are you thinking for that release possibly?
I'm hoping to get into the studio soon. I'm hoping sometime over the next few months. So definitely going to lead things off with a single. And then I'm hoping to have it out, if not by the end of the year, then early next year.
Awesome. We are definitely looking forward to that. Brooklyn, if people kind of haven't seen you perform live, I always am curious of what's the playlist looking like, because sometimes I'm sure it changes from show to show. You call an audible and just change things during shows. I'm not sure exactly how it goes, but for people that maybe haven't seen you perform, what's kind of the playlist looking like for you? Do you do a lot, kind of a mixture of covers and originals? What's mostly a playlist for you?
Yeah, I definitely like to play my originals as much as I can. But for like a typical bar gig, I kind of try to do something for everybody. So a lot of country, of course, some old classic rock tunes and some pop music like Noah Kahan or like Britney Spears. We'll really pull off anything. And I like to take requests too and just kind of get silly with it and go for it. You know, it's a blast being on stage and being able to entertain and interact with the crowd like that. So whatever they're wanting or whatever the mood is, we'll just kind of flow that way.
Yeah, you know what? I am all for like the 90s pop. Those covers, right up my alley.
Oh, me too. Like the Shania Twain.
The 90s to early 2000s kind of pop. I like the Shania. I like, but you mentioned like Britney Spears, or you got to get some Backstreet Boys in there, that kind of area. era.
Yeah.
I am that would just turn into a wonderful time, and then a mixture with your originals. That would be fantastic. Brooklyn, if
Oh
people
yeah,
kind of
it's definitely fun.
it would be amazing. It would be amazing. So that sounds like it's really cool and a fun playlist. And if people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, what social media platforms do you post? Maybe it's all of them, maybe some more than others. How can people check out and follow along with what you're up to?
I post more consistently on Facebook and Instagram. Those are kind of my main two platforms, as well as YouTube and TikTok. And then you can find me on all your favorite streaming platforms as well, like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever you like to listen to your tunes, you can find me there.
Awesome. Brooklyn, it's always fantastic chatting with you and catching up. We wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great chatting with you again.